how to understand his wounds to open up his heart to you. In this video, you will discover why you have certain differences with your man in your partnership, even when you don't understand it. You'll really understand the psychology behind his actions or behind his words, of how he's expressing himself or how he's not expressing himself, so that you actually start to feel safe, secure, and you can actually open his heart to you so you can feel taken care of and cherished. Hey, I'm Antje Boyd with Magnetize Your Man, and together with my husband Brody, we've been helping thousands of successful women all over the world to get a committed, connected, and long-term relationship they desire fast. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Now, to preface, there are five types of men who all have a different wound. And then, of course, once you know what the wound is, then you get to actually, you know, communicate in a different way, understand them in a different way, so you can have more harmony in your relationship. All right, I'm really excited about telling you about the five wound pattern types of men that you can encounter, because it's going to open up a whole world of understanding for you so you can have the relationship of your dreams and overcome the differences that are simply hardwired inside of yourself. Type number one is the avoidant. Now, what you already know about the avoidant is, of course, like, he ends up potentially ghosting you. He tends to need a lot of space. He tends to be more the man who's potentially also more sort of like on the side of the room as opposed to be the center of the room. He may even be more the observant type as well. In general, he actually loves alone time. Like, he's actually not necessarily a people person at all. And also, he tends to disassociate very quickly. And this could look like that he's like leaving his body, right? He's forgetting things, right? You say something and then he totally forgot that you said that or that he said that. And he's just kind of like absent-minded oftentimes. Now, this is the avoidant type. And the wound of the avoidant type is that they don't feel safe in the body. Now, this may have been caused because they were a preemie. Maybe they were in the hospital for a long time when they were so itty bitty tiny, right? And of course, totally helpless in some way, shape or form, learned that they are not safe to be in their body, that they're actually safer when they're outside of their body, when they're disassociate, when they're with their, you know, angels or with God, or right? So they just kind of like leave the world for a moment. And so how you can also see that this is a type that you're potentially dealing with is he tends to be on the skinnier side. He tends to have like, you know, low muscle fat, things like that, because he's like leaving his body all the time. So the energy, the matter is like leaving his body as opposed to going into his body. Now, type number two is the connector. He loves people. He is the collaborator, but he also tends to be a little bit more on the anxious side. He needs approval, right? He needs to know that he's liked. And this is because he didn't get his needs met when he was a little boy. Now, maybe he got sleep trained. And what do we know about sleep training is, of course, you let the baby cry out. Now, what does the baby learn in that moment is like, my voice doesn't matter. My needs don't matter. Okay. And then the system, the nervous system gets deregulated and anxious, right? Or maybe he got inconsistent attention from mom or dad, right? Maybe dad was long hours at work or things like that, and he just didn't get his emotional needs met, or maybe didn't get as many hugs as he needed, whatever the case may be. But this particular person loves like hugs, loves a lot of like physical sort of affection and that kind of thing, because like that's what he didn't get. So oftentimes also his love language tends to be more like touch. So if that's like what you're dealing with, this could be the man that you're dealing with. He's also feeling a little bit more on the softer, feminine sort of side of things. So you end up actually being more, having to be more the masculine. That can, of course, lead to a lot of frustration. Now, number three is the passive type. And the passive type is there because when he was in the stage, when he was developing his own agency, of course, when he was a little boy, and he had a great idea and he took action on it, he got stopped. He got shamed. He got criticized. And because of that, he decided, I'm not going to initiate. It's really that simple. So if you find yourself to be in a relationship where you feel like, gosh, I have to take all the initiative, but when he has totally the potential for it. Look, I have so many passive types that I see that are C-level executives. Now, those particular men have massive capacity, but they don't want you to find out that they have that capacity because they don't want to be held accountable. Because last time they got accountable for their actions, they got punished, they got criticized. So they're going to say no. And they also tend to be more on sort of like more the very grounded side. To me, they feel like a tree. They're almost like half in the earth. It's usually a slower energy. They don't talk really fast. It actually takes a lot for the energy to move. So sometimes it can feel actually really safe to be with them, because they feel like sort of really, it's like sort of like your rock. But then it takes forever to get them moving and grooving, so to say. So that's what you may end up getting frustrated with. But now you know why, right? Like he got actually not honored and he got actually set boundaries in a way that was not attuned to him. Now, number four is the leader. Now, the leader is usually a charismatic man in the room. He has a lot of fire, a lot of passion, a lot of intensity, a lot of drive. He's the party animal. And he also sometimes tend to be on the little bit of aggressive side. Right, he has like a very like broader build in his shoulders, in his chest, right? Because he's definitely like probably working out, and he's probably the most masculine of all the five types. Why? Because he's actually like really embodied. He actually embodies the masculine traits the most of all the five types. Now, I'm not saying that he's integrated, because if his behavior comes from a wound, obviously he's not integrated, but he's coming from a place of defense and resistance. Now, what happened with this particular type is that they learned power over love. Now, what that means is that they learned that they can overpower their parents, that essentially there's nobody out there who can hold them, right? They're holding everyone. Okay. They are the one who have to like run the show. They are the one who are accountable. They are the one who have to take all the initiative, who have to, you know, get the train rolling. And if they don't do anything, then nothing happens, or nothing happened in their childhood. Now, also they may have experienced betrayal, you know, but potentially also by their parents. You know, maybe one parent was lying about the other to them, or whatever the case may be. But there was like a betrayal that took place. Maybe the parent wanted them to be something that they didn't want to be, that he didn't want to be, right? So he felt like betrayed by the parent, because the parent, potentially a narcissistic parent, would definitely also potentially create that kind of pattern. But this pattern is really looking for being attacked. They're ready to be attacked at any time. So that's why they're ready to attack first, right? And that's why it feels like so edgy and you're playing with fire. But they're also, of course, very attractive as well, right? Because they're creating a lot of polarity between a feminine and the masculine. And finally, number five, that's my perfectionist. Now, the perfectionist, they love to follow rules. They love to follow regulations. It's either black or white. They tend to be very critical. They tend to be like very judgmental. You know, maybe you found yourself like actually being judged by them, what dress you wear, how you walk, how you talk. Now, I'm not saying this is always a joyful experience, but just know that they do the same to themselves, right? Essentially, they feel a little bit like a soldier. They're just very like sort of rigid. There's a stiffness to them. There's not a lot of warmth. There's no warmth. It's complete cold energy. And it's also usually heavily mental. So they're like extremely smart and they like to figure things out. They know a lot. This can be like the PhDs of the world or anything else, like, right? But they tend to be like just really, they're proper. Okay, let me tell you why this happened. It's because when they were a child, they had to learn to grow up fast. So this could be because they're coming from a culture, because I see that with my women too, they're coming from a culture where achievement and mental discipline was highly celebrated over emotional intelligence and attunement. Now this could be because they come from Eastern European countries, certainly also Asian countries as well. So it could be coming from different countries. I come from Eastern Germany, so usually the case there as well. But they really like when you say get into your body, they're like, what body? Right? They would almost like freeze if you ask them to come into their body because they always have to know and they don't know. They don't feel like they know when they're in their body because they're actually putting their power, their authority into the external, but not into a person, but into a paradigm, right? Into sort of a system, something like, you know, like a church or something like that, you know. And so, of course, like if you really find you're dating a man right now, be like, gosh, he always needs to be right. He always needs to argue about this. Although this could also be pattern number four, right? But pattern number five has really sort of this perfectionistic part about him. And he needs you to usually also be sort of more on that perfect side of things. Ah, by now, you may take a deep breath. Because maybe of relief or maybe of insight, now I understand like why my man acts the way he acts. And now, of course, it's up to you. What you're going to do with it. Maybe you also identified what pattern you are. We didn't talk about that today because that could be a little complex. But I'm going to be doing a future video about that. Because once you understand also what's your pattern, then you can see, wait a minute, how do we both work together? So for example, my husband and I is what I call compatible wounds. So he has a wound that's not the same like me. So we can support each other when we're in a conflict. We're not going to be triggered at the same time. So that's usually what you want to reach in your partnership. You want to make sure that one person is more resourced and can actually stay grounded and can actually stay secure and feel safe when the other person breaks down. Next, if you haven't yet, take my free love quiz and virtual coaching session by simply hopping over to getlovequiz.com to get a committed, connected, and long-term relationship that you desire without frustration, loneliness, and wasting any more time attracting emotionally unavailable men. Now also pop some questions in the comment section here as well. I'd love to hear what's your type, what's your man's type. Let's talk about it. Take care. Much love. Bye-bye.